The statue, which forms part of a larger piece inspired by the poem He Wishes for the Clouts of Heaven by W.B. Yeats, is believed to have been taken over the course of the weekend. Gardaí are now examining CCTV footage to try and identify a timeline for when the piece was removed. Speaking to Ocean FM News, Reverend Isaac Hanna described the moment they realised the statue was missing.
Last night we had a community service, carol service here in the church, and one of the folks that was attending the service spoke to me at the door afterwards. He says, do you realise that the statue's missing? And I says, it's the first I've heard of it. So not long after he notified me, the guards came and verified that. We've checked the CCTV footage. To date, we haven't identified just exactly when it was stolen.
Owner of the Drumcliffe Tea House, located next to the church, Jill Barber, says this isn't the first time the statue has been targeted by thieves.
I literally only found out this morning by a text from a guy on the Drumcliffe Development Association. Absolutely shocked, appalling, the fact that they took the plaque that was in front of this kneeling statue before, and we were very, very lucky to get it back. So here's hoping that we will be as lucky with our kneeling man as we are with the plaque that was in front of him. So let's hope that it will be returned to where it should be.
Meanwhile, these Australian tourists visiting the area today say they are disappointed and shocked by the incident.
Incredibly shocked. I've come all the way from Australia to see that very statue. We arrived this morning and find it's not there. Yes, I'm very upset.
And
who would do such a terrible thing here in Ireland?
And you're quite a fan of Yeats.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, we did actually come to see the grave also, so that made up for the absence of the statue a little bit.
Obviously quite disappointing for you.
Oh, extremely disappointing, yes.
We've come to see the grave, yes, we have. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you shocked to find out that something like that would happen, that this statue...
I'm surprised it's gone. It's a pity. It's a sad thing that happens.
And the Mayor of Sligo, Rosaline O'Grady, is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
I think it's very sad that somebody took it upon themselves to remove it from there. And I appeal to anybody who may have seen anybody in the vicinity doing something that they shouldn't have been doing, that they would report it. I think it's very important that it's returned to its rightful place.
Therese Madden, Ocean FM News.